7:14 now. I don't know much about septic tanks or sewage systems because everywhere I've always lived, it's gone directly into the city drain or whatever you call it thing. I don't know much about it. But Jeff Corbin, the St. Tammany Parish Council member, joins us now to talk about the problem they're having in St. Tammany Parish. How you doing, Jeff?
Good morning, Tommy. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Thanks for taking the time. For people that don't know, because, and I'm not being silly about this, I think a lot of people that have never dealt with it don't quite understand how a septic tank works. And explain, if you will, before we get into what it is that you're looking to do, how a septic system works and how many people in St. Tammany Parish have that system.
Well, let's start with how many. In St. Tammany Parish, we have over 36,000 individual septic treatment systems. And some of those are just old septic tank systems, the typical ones that were used years ago, as well as aerobic treatment units, which have pump air and stimulate the effluent in order to go treat that sewage before it gets out into a ditch. Unfortunately, as we transition from a rural parish to a more suburban parish, a lot of these old systems were put in place. In fact, in my home, I actually have a individual treatment system I have on my property that empties into the ditch. And I first learned about this issue and how significant it was after I had been elected to office but had not yet been installed into office, and set through a presentation by Tim Brown and Reichert Toledano, one of the former council members, and they explained what's going on and how we're getting untreated and undertreated sewage is being put into our ditches, and then it's making its way down into our waterways in St. Tammany Parish and ultimately into Lake Pontchartrain.
And I don't want to gross anybody out here because it's 7:15 in the morning, but Jeff, when it comes to your property, and again, all I know is from living in Algiers and Belchase, where it goes into the sewage system or whatever, and they treat it, and lift stations and all that stuff, but when it comes to a septic tank and what's being discharged into the ditches, I mean, out into a ditch, a wide open ditch, what are you talking about that's being discharged here? Raw sewage or not?
Well, no, it's not raw sewage. The systems, if they're functioning appropriately, are discharging treated sewage. So it's not clear potable water. You don't want to go drink it, but it's not water that contains raw sewage being into the ditches. But what's unfortunate is that there was a pilot program to inspect 1,000 systems in St. Tammany Parish. My district participated in that. And for example, in my district, they inspected 127 systems. Out of those 127, 33 failed. So that was, about a fourth of them, almost 25%. But across the parish that participated, 21% of them failed. So 21% of the systems in our parish in this random test, this pilot program, out of those 21 of those systems that were tested, 1,000 systems that were tested, 21.5% failed. So they were putting either raw or undertreated sewage into our ditches.
So,
and that's bad for a variety of reasons.
So that is raw sewage is what you're talking about then, in that case, for the ones that failed.
Not all the ones that failed. Some of them failed and they were actually not functioning at all. Some of them failed and they were partially functioning, so you're getting undertreated sewage put into the ditches. I mean, like in where you lived, that you get collected into a sewage system, you never see it. Mm-hmm. It's getting treated in a massive system, like a regional treatment system, before it's discharged in the waterways. And so they're under a lot of requirements to have that discharge inspected and tested to make sure that a utility is not discharging raw or undertreated sewage. But in individual homes, that same test program is pretty hard to go track 36,000 different systems throughout the parish.
You are an engineer, are you not?
Yes, sir.
Tell me,
I'm
if you will,
engineer.
Be nice about it, because again, it's early in the morning. But for us city slickers, explain how a septic tank works, because I really don't understand it. Does everything, when you take a shower, does all of that go in the septic tank? Because it seems like it would get pretty full pretty quick.
Yes, it does. What happens is, in a treatment system, the effluent coming out of your home is all collected in your, goes down your drain from your washing machine, from your shower, from your sink, and from your toilets. Mm-hmm. And it all flows and gets collected into one line, and that goes into your treatment unit. When it gets in that treatment unit, it sits, and there's some baffles in that treatment unit. There's a there's some baffles in there that allow the sludge or any of the particulate matter to fall to the bottom. and there's an aerator that pumps air into there so that, that it gradually degrades with any of the solids that might be in there. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is there's a line off the top, and the line off the top is your essentially your treated water that comes out of the top of that system and then flows into your drainage ditch. So the bad stuff falls to the bottom, aerobic bacteria attack it and degrade it and you know, essentially eat it up, if you will. And that's why you get treated water coming out. Again, it's not potable water, you don't want to drink it, but it's water that's acceptable to discharge.
How big is a septic tank? I'm just curious, how many gallons does it hold?
You know, I really don't know how many gallons it holds. I can think that I've seen mine when this inspection program came. I actually volunteered because I had mine inspected for the better part of 10 years. Hadn't really thought about it. And so I went out, they came out and inspected mine. Fortunately, mine was fully functional. But when I looked down in it, when they opened the tops up, I want to say it's probably 3 foot by 8 foot, 6 to 8 feet by probably 4 or 5 feet deep. So if you can kind of get the sense of what that volume is.
Right.
And there's a couple different chambers in there that the water flows from one chamber to the next chamber, and it's gradually getting processed as it moves along. And then again, the effluent comes out of the top. And
so how often do you have to have that serviced? Do you have to have it serviced or not?
Well, you do have to have it serviced. And the program that we're going to put in place in St. Tammany is going to allow people to get theirs inspected for free.
Well, let me talk about that when we come back. Jeff, you got found a perfect stopping point for us. We got to look at traffic, and we'll talk about the system that you want to put into place, which is why you came on. But for a lot of us that don't understand how septic tanks work, I appreciate Septic Tank 101 since you are an engineer. 720 Traffic Now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Corbin, St. Tammany Parish Council member. And what we're about to talk about, an ordinance that he and his fellow council member Impostato are talking about. I don't know who could be against this other than those who have malfunctioning septic tank systems. And if that's the case, well, you don't have the right to pollute the waters, right? So go ahead and tell me about it, Jeff.
Yeah, Tommy, we have a current inspection program, and we inspect about 2,000 systems a year today. Unfortunately, the system is tied when there's a power transfer on the property. And so, like, a lot of rental properties are going to be inspected more frequently. Mm-hmm. As I was mentioning, my property, I had mine inspected in many years until I heard about this program. And during the pilot program, they came out and inspected mine. And so the what this will allow us to go do is inspect every system in St. Tammany Parish. It's free. The Councilman Joe Impostato, who worked on this and is really helping lead the charge on this effort, was able to work with our mosquito abatement district to get a $500,000 contribution over a three-year period to pay the upfront fee. So there's no fee for the inspection. Once the inspection takes place, then people will be certified for 3 years for their system. Now, why 3 years? Well, some of the data indicates that every 3 years is a good cycle to go test. But for example, in my system, when it got inspected, I had inspected it for about 10 years. It was working fine. I didn't need any major changes to it, but that's not the way it is in all systems because systems are demand-based. My wife and I raised 3 kids in our house, and so obviously raising 3 kids, there was a lot more demand on our system when they were here than they are now, and they haven't lived with us for almost 15 years. So obviously our system is operating at a very low demand compared to if we still had 3 or 4 or more kids living in our house and living with us. And so the fact that this is for free, the inspection is for free. We'll help improve our waterways. We'll get the systems upgraded, identify what the problems are. Typically, they need to be pumped out or an aerator's not working or there's a structural issue. And we've also got a grant program to complement this for people that can't afford. Let's say, for example, you had an inspection and you find you got a structural issue, some kind of tank failure, and you need a complete replacement. We have a grant program to go help people go pay the cost of getting their system replaced. So this is not punitive. It's not trying to go identify people that have failed and then go hold them accountable and impose fines on them. The purpose of this is to inspect the systems we have in our parish, make sure that our waterways are clean and clear. And one of the additional benefits, besides not having smelly water in the ditch when you walk through your neighborhood, is a ditch that's contaminated with fecal matter of any kind is a harbor of mosquitoes, which transmit West Nile. So there's a variety of benefits. The biggest one is obviously our waterways. Most of the waterways, the bayous and streams in St. Tammany are impaired today at different levels. There's reports available that can list out every location on the waterways that are impaired. And by going and addressing this at the source, we will not have sewage treated or untreated making its way into our waterways, which will help our, which will help the environment in the area we live. People move in St. Tammany because they love the trees and the outdoors and the rural environment, kind of the rural suburban mix. But we need to get our waterways cleaned up, and you got to go start at the source to go make that happen.
Jeff, I admire you, but I don't envy you, because I don't think I could have a job where I had to actually seriously convince people why it was bad to put raw sewage in the water, in the public waterways. I don't think I could do that. But real quick, I was just thinking, as St. Tammany Parish continues to grow, is there any way any kind of subsurface drainage, like in other municipalities, could ever be put in? That would have to be prohibitively expensive, as big as the parish is, right?
Well, it is. It would be expensive. I know there was some plans before Katrina to go make some efforts in that direction, and then Katrina hit, and kind of all bets were off. In fact, my neighborhood was on a program, a planned program, to go implement subsurface. But there is a grant program that's being used to go put subsurface in one area, and we'd like to gradually, over the long term, get all these systems transitioned. When I say all, most systems transition where you're in a suburban kind of environment, you got a reasonable density of homes, to go transition those to regional systems.
Because not only do you have the infrastructure, but you have lift stations and you got sewage treatment plants, right?
That's exactly right. So you'd want to have those regional systems. We have neighborhood systems now. New subdivisions of any consequence are not being built without treatment of being available to them. Mm-hmm. But this will give us an opportunity to first start addressing what we have, and then over a longer term, we need have a longer and broader plan, as you mentioned, to gradually go get all of our systems, or at least most of them, onto subsurface utility-like sewage treatment.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time. Jeff Corbin, St. Tammany Parish Council Member. Again, if I have to explain to you why it's not good to put raw sewage in open water, I don't know what to tell you. We'll talk to Steve Geller with his WWL sports director about the Saints. We come back right now in time for WWL First News.